This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Please visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Now, if you're wondering about how you can listen to us on the internet, which is, by the way, one of our exclusive outlets, Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of digital talk radio, the most listened to channel in talk radio, in, well, digitally, for sure. Absolutely. Us and TalkStream Live, and that's about it. It's pretty awesome, actually. So what we have here is Agenda 21 Radio, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And you can email me at paul@a21r.com. Now, it's coming up to Sunday Slam. You can email me, text me, whatever, starting at 1 o'clock Pacific time. That's 4 o'clock Eastern time. And all of you new New Yorkers out there, the wannabes that want to be the new state of New York, to snip off Manhattan and become your own state. By the way, you should. Aren't you tired of Manhattan making all the decisions? Boy, I'm just kind of getting into it. Making all your decisions for you out there in New York? Huh? Well, it's true. They are. Because that's where all your representation is, isn't it? Reynolds versus Sims, that's what's happened. Reynolds versus Sims. Now, you see, the problem is that that's the way it is throughout the United States, any state that's given up their 10th Amendment right to govern themselves based upon a court decision by the Supreme Court. Now, New California will be given a different opportunity, of which New York can do too, and New Illinois, and New Oregon, and New Washington, and New Nevada, and New Hawaii. There's a New Hawaii movement going on. It's all new. Anyway, that's the fun thing. We'll talk more about this in the next hour. Anyway, Sheldon Adelson reveals that he has cancer. Some people might not know who Sheldon Adelson is. He's a very rich man, Sheldon Adelson. And he is quite the person who's been involved in a number of political things. He's a big-time GOP donor. He's getting treatment for cancer right now. That's what we're finding out. It says here, Las Vegas casino magnate, GOP donor, Sheldon Adelson has cancer ahead and has not been at his company's offices in Las Vegas since around Christmas Day. Adelson's poor health was revealed earlier this week by one of the company's attorneys during a court hearing in a years-old case brought by Hong Kong businessman. The founder and CEO of the Las Vegas Sands Corp. did not participate in the casino operator's conference call with analysts and investors following its earnings report in January. Attorney James Jimerson told the court Monday that he learned last month of the dire nature of Mr. Adelson's condition and health. The comment from the attorney came when discussing whether Adelson could sit for a deposition in the case and was first reported by the Nevada Independent. Las Vegas Sands Corp. on Thursday told Associated Press that Adelson has cancer. Mr. Adelson is still dealing with certain side effects from medication he is taking for the treatment of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, company spokesman Ron Reese said in an email statement Thursday night. The side effects have restricted his availability to travel or keep regular office hours, and the effects have prevented Adelson, who's 85, from filling his duties as chairman of the CEO. Reese said the company expects he'll return after he completes treatment. Adelson also suffers from peripheral neuropathy, a condition that affects the nervous system. Well, if he's taking chemotherapy, yes, that's correct. The billionaire and his wife, Miriam, gave President Donald Trump's campaign $30 million in 2016. They followed that by contributing $100 million to the Republican Party for the 2018 midterm elections. Adelson is Las Vegas Sands' largest shareholder and regularly participates in the company's earnings calls, but was absent when it reported results on January 23rd, Sands President Robert Goldstein said at the time that Adelson was a little bit under the weather. That was in January 23rd. We met with him yesterday, Goldstein said, of Adelson during the January call. He's taking some medications, making him a bit drowsy, so he decided this morning to take a rain check on this one. So, you know, when you go through the chemotherapy, it's kind of, boy, at 85, that's really rugged. Now, I don't know. I'm sorry, it was Agenda 21 Radio. I had to have a sip, you know. You can hear the cup in the background here, right? Anyway, it's really good coffee. It is really good coffee. We're on part deux. Pot deux. En français, pot deux. Adelson was expected to testify in the case brought by Hong Kong businessman Richard Suen, S-U-E-N is that one, and his company, Round Square Company. Round Square Company. How about Square Round Company? No, it's got to be Round Square Company. Why it's round and square? Why round is in front of square and company at the, I don't know. He testified in 2013 and 2018 in the case's two previous trials. What is going on? Suen has been seeking compensation because he said he helped Sands secure businesses in the Chinese gambling enclave of Macau. Oh, yeah, I remember this all. Oh, yeah, Sands has argued Suen didn't help get crucial approval to build casinos in Macau and deserves nothing. Okay, well, there you go. He deserves nothing. I remember this. I thought they'd solve that thing. But I guess not. So Richard Adelson, I'm getting some text messages as we sit here about Richard Adelson. I wonder why. I have absolutely no idea why people would be doing that. But Richard Adelson, he'd be a big loss to the Republican Party because he's contributed lots of money. Lots of money. Huh. So Macau gambling. That's kind of, you know, like around China, that whole area over there. I don't know why they'd, why that would be a big, big problem. You'd think these guys that have these, it's just business for them to have a lawsuit against them. That's really all it is. It's just business. It's not the business day. Hey, the attorneys are going to, I have money, they can pay the attorneys, and then the attorneys fight it off, and I'll have to say a few words, yada, yada, yada. That's how they do it. That's how they treat it. So, I don't know. I'm kind of stuck on that one. I think it's kind of interesting. I think it's very interesting that they have so much money. Okay, so this is the other thing. Now, remember, it's Friday, so we kind of do a free-for-all here on some of the news that's out there. Too old to go? Too old. I'm sorry. I'm changing around. It's the dyslexia in me. I'm changing around some of the articles that I see here in titles. Joe, ready to go? Too old? Question mark. Joe Biden. I godless hope he doesn't run. It just tells you what kind of a circus we really have going on here. Here's another little strange one. Saudi Arabia revokes citizenship of bin Laden's son. Isn't that interesting? I mean, you know, remember it was bin Laden who planned what? Well, carried out the 9/11 attack, so they say. Now, why would Saudi Arabia, who just had a love affair with him, want to revoke, or actually does revoke citizenship to the son? I don't know, but tinfoil hat, here we go.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
So, sorry to hear that Sheldon Adelson is a bit under the weather. 85 years old, getting treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Okay, this is playing into something. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, we're talking about how there's a new Hawaii movement. New Hawaii movement. This is what we have. Staunchly liberal Hawaii in no rush to legalize marijuana. Uh-huh. I think the marijuana thing is playing out ultimately. I really believe that. I think the marijuana thing is playing out. It's about time. I mean, how many lives have been destroyed by marijuana? I know everybody's out. Oh, I can't believe. Listen, I've seen too many lives myself, personally, professionally, destroyed by marijuana. This is a strange thing. Staunchly liberal Hawaii. Let me get to the MS-13 business too. With this, you cannot disconnect MS-13, the gangs, cartels, all this other good stuff, from any of this stuff. You just can't do it because it's all one and the same. That's the whole thing about the whole marijuana gig is about enriching cartels. Why don't the heck don't people get that? Especially you guys that were pushing, of course, the medicinal value. Oh, we got the Prop 227 business in California. It's all good. We can get our script. And what's happened to you? Cartels pushed you out, didn't they? We'll tax it. We'll tax it in California, the state. And, of course, what's happened there? What a joke. In every state where they've got these marijuana laws and they say, oh, we're going to tax. Well, they'll get some tax money originally. Initially, when it all goes, and then all of a sudden, it's just the cartels are running it. Because why should they pay taxes, right? But they'll let the value go up for the price of pot and undercut legitimate retailers and sell it on the street illegally and still get big bucks because they bumped it up with the taxes. But they pay no taxes. Get it? Hello? This is the same discussion. The exact same discussion that I've been having since 1999. When all this is, oh, after the 1996 proposition, we've got Prop 227 and we've got marijuana legalized for medicinal use. And I said, well, just, I can't wait until they want to sell it legitimately as a recreational drug. And what will happen? It'll become cartel heaven. And where do we live right now in California? Cartel heaven. Thanks to Jerry Brown and Kamala Harris, I might add. Kamala Harris helped to do away with the largest, most efficient law enforcement agency to combat the cartels in 2011. And that was a Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement in California. California Department of Justice. Jerry Brown, Kamala Harris helped their buddy out. More San Francisco treats, correct? So now we have Hawaii saying, nine yet nada, not so hard, not so much. It says, on the political spectrum, Hawaii is among the bluest of states. Democrats control all levels of power at the state and federal levels, and voters back Democratic presidential candidates over Republicans by some of the widest margins in the nation. Now, except in the rural parts of Hawaii, which, by the way, is an island state, and the only place that's really urban, that where this really holds true, is Oahu. Shocking. The densest populated area of Hawaii. Another shocker. Is that kind of like what you're speculating about with New California? Really? Yeah, it's Reynolds versus Sims, folks. That's what it is. It's because the denser populated areas get the higher numbers of representation, representatives, so they get better representation. And what happens to the urban areas? They get the rural areas get shut out. They don't have no representation. The state has committed to the Paris Climate Agreement that President Donald Trump rejected and was one of the first states to require people be 21 to buy cigarettes. The tourist haven even banned certain kinds of sunscreen because they can harm coral reefs. Really? And what data, really, did they have on that? Let's question the data, right? It says, coral reefs. But when it comes to legalizing marijuana for adult use, the islands are out of step with liberal stalwarts such as California and Vermont that already have recreational marijuana laws, and other left-leaning states such as New York and New Jersey that are racing towards joining them. Oh, let's go, New York. One inquiry about New Jersey, but New York. Say unique New York 10 times and you'll get New York. Or you get New York. It's not for lack of trying. Senate Majority Leader Jay Kalani English has introduced marijuana legalization bills for the past 15 years. Last name of English. However, Hawaii has a track record of moving slowly on social issues. For example, other states moved far more quickly to sanction gay marriage and medically assisted suicide. Half of the Democrats in the Senate co-sponsored English's measure, helping spur speculation that this would be the year legalization becomes a reality, but the effort is facing significant obstacles from leaders worried about contradicting federal law, which continues to classify marijuana as an illegal drug and jeopardizing Hawaii's existing medical marijuana program. See, this is where I'm talking about, the medical marijuana program. It's an existing program. This is clearly started after California's Prop 227 in Hawaii. Now, here's the rub. The medical marijuana people, like here in California, they really oppose the legalization of recreational pot. Why? Because it would undercut their sales. And they had quite a racket going on. And it's done just exactly that. And what undercut the legitimate sales of I don't think any of it's legitimate. You know what I'm saying, though. The legitimate sellers of recreational marijuana, the cartels. We have done a magnificent job of giving price supports to the cartels. So you have this whole medical marijuana industry out there, just like we have here in California, saying, no, we don't want that. We don't want that. And so they're putting up opposition. They did the same thing here in California to the opposition side. It says, we're going to vet things carefully, said Representative Della Balati, the House Majority Leader. I do think that recreational cannabis is something that is coming, but I also think that we have enough folks who are sitting around the table who are saying, let's do it right. Let's not just rush into things. Let's do it right. Well, bogarting those joints is not doing it right. Right? Lottie said lawmakers will have to closely study the experiences of the states, really, the stone states, those stoner states. Now, this is me saying this, the stoner states that have already legalized marijuana, but she also wants to have abuse prevention, treatment, and education programs set up for before legalization. Now, why would you go to the trouble? It's like, you know, shoot yourself in the head prevention. Go ahead, shoot yourself in the head, then we'll figure out how to fix it for you. And we'll pass a law so that we'll fix the wound in your head anyway. Right? We have to pass the bill before we can read it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Don't bogart that joint.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And yes, more coffee coming my way. It's because I want coffee coming my way here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so visit our website, 821R.com. Remember, Sunday Slam is this Sunday, and we'll be taking emails, talking, have the chat rooms open, and that sort of thing. So you can participate in what in the world is going on around the world of Agenda 21. You know, it's kind of interesting, this Agenda 21 business in the grand plan. More people are starting to really figure it out. They are starting to figure it out. And, of course, what happens is that they are, I guess you would say, that it's ubiquitous now. It's all over about this whole business that's going on with Agenda 21. People are finding out at the local level, hello, regionalism is not really a good idea. And, of course, as we go through, especially out here in California, the economic downturn and the slide, and the money starts to dry up, and people are starting getting more and more desperate. And by the way, you know, as an example, we're getting some of the telltale signs of it right now. The Legislative Analyst Office is starting to come out with some rather dire reports about the financial situation of California. Now, this is going to spread to the rest of the nation, undoubtedly, if you try and continue to set up or follow the progressive logic, especially New York's in trouble. Wherever they start to raise up the taxes and everything, you can, and look what's going on in Illinois. They're about bank. They're going bankrupt too. They're I don't know what they have out there in New York or Illinois, but I'm sure it's something similar where you have a bipartisan and a nonpartisan organization that kind of looks over what the health of the state is all about, like the Legislative Analyst Office, LAO, which is nonpartisan, looks at everything here in California. I'm sure they're saying the same thing, that economic downturn is really, really, really in the air. And that is something that, of course, is a big problem going forward for all of our states. The point that I'm making is that the United Nations Agenda 21 plan has pretty much been fully implemented in most of the United States. And it was all done very quietly, very calmly, without anybody's knowledge, or really understanding the inability for people to connect dots has been a major problem in a major force, if you will, of the power of Agenda 21. Their thinking is that if you think globally and act locally through various, you know, local agencies that they develop regional by way of regionalism, they can come out and train people up at the local level, especially if it's very well-funded, into their way of thinking. And they've done the same sort of thing with the schools, colleges, and universities. That's why when you take a look at the universities, everybody's out there clamoring now about the universities and about how corrupt they are and about, you know, they're outraged. I understand, like last night, though, in Stanford, Dinesh D'Souza showed up and people were wearing their mega hats. Make America Great, Make America Greater 2020 on some of the hats. And no problems, no issues at Stanford. Yet at Berkeley, Dinesh D'Souza could create a riot. What's happening at Stanford? The winds change politically, and they get it. The private school, Stanford's a private school. I get a little bit quicker than what UC Berkeley might be able to get it. Now, on the East Coast, you have your East Coast colleges. Are they getting it as quickly? I don't think so. I think progressivism is a little bit more infected on the East Coast. Now, everybody's saying, well, it can't be any more infected than California. Absolutely, you're right. Absolutely, that argument's absolutely there. We can't be any more infected than we are. That's why we're forming a new state, so we become, well, we can cut out the abscess, so to speak, or we can amputate the abscess. Get rid of it and form a new state and bring some sanity back to. But you see, now this brings the other element of Agenda 21 and the element of progressivism, and that's the element of hegemony. And this is where they have played us like crazy. Now, hegemony I'm going to try and simplify it for you. It's the projection of power and authority from a thought, I guess you can say, or a program or a process or an influence that's not really backed up by much but your own morality, what you hear and what you think you ought to be doing. So think about this. You're being brainwashed by the mainstream media, right? We all know that. And if you're a person who just gets mainstream media, that's all you get. That's all you believe. You believe in what you hear from the mainstream media. But if you can discern and think for yourself, which, by the way, we always need new recruits who can discern and think for themselves. That's why we say put on that tinfoil hat. The use of hegemony in the hegemon is ubiquitous with Agenda 21 and the 2030 Agenda with all the totalitarians. They want to force compliance through their programs and their, you know, all the things that they set up, especially from the local level, the ground up, right? From the ground up, that they can insert their thought, their socialism, if you will, through all strata of society. Now, they can do this, and the best way to do it is to control the media. That gives them their power projections. Take the media away, and you find out they don't have much power really projected out there. They disassemble quickly. It's like pulling out the cards from a house of cards. That's why we say that. And that's what the left has and has had. But right now, they're suffering because we have had the advent. At the same time, we've had the massive rising of the mainstream media and the hegemon from that. We've also had, well, the citizen journalist capability of being a citizen journalist, which we always want you to be a citizen journalist. And where does that come from? The idea of being a citizen journalist. Let's see. And you, by the way, you citizen journalists out there that are discerning everything, you guys are the strength and power for the future, and we need more of you. We need more of you. You guys are the strength of the future who are stopping the hegemony, the Agenda 21 hegemon, the totalitarian, communist, Naziist, religionist hegemon. You're stopping it because you have your constitutional right to do that. First Amendment of the Constitution, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and freedom of the press. You have that right to do this, God-given right, and that's what you're doing. That's why we will prevail in this battle. Now, we were listening and we're talking about the thought process of a civil war at hand. And I would proffer to say that, yes, we are engaged in that civil war, and that's the civil war we're talking about. Right now, it's the civil war of hegemony. Which hegemony is going to prevail? Or will there be a civil war because of, well, the confliction of one's hegemony? We'll be back listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all
precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. How many of you would like to be a barber? A mobile, agile, hostile barber? Interesting article in the Wall Street Journal. Christopher Matthews and Rebecca Elliott. Says West Texas has seen its share of oil booms, but the people there say this one is unlike any they've ever seen. Driven by shale drilling, a gusher of crude production has transformed the Permian Basin into America's hottest oil field, turning what was a remote stretch of towns spread among mesquite trees and scrubland into an industrial zone seemingly overnight. Fortunes are being made in this fracking related gold rush, and money and workers are flooding in, but many necessities in the area now cost a small fortune, creating opportunities. This is where this comes in. It can be hard to get a haircut, grab a plate of good Texas barbecue, or find a table at a popular bar because demand outstrips supply. Housing is scarce and hotel room prices sometimes rival those in New York City at $500 a night. Wow. There are more than 300 metropolitan areas across the U.S. with fewer than 1 million people. The Midland-Odessa job market in the heart of the fracking boom was the hottest of them all last year, according to the Wall Street Journal analysis. Among those metro areas is Midland had the fastest job and labor growth force, and one of the lowest unemployment rates and monthly average of 2.3%. Wow. Oil prices have fallen about 25% since October to around $57 a barrel, but West Texas residents are hopeful the boom won't go bust soon because companies have pumped billions into buildings See, this is the Wall Street Journal. They can't write right. Have pumped billions into building out the oil field, and drilling is not expected to peak for years. The Permian produced an average, listen to this, of more than 3.9 million barrels per day as of January. Now, our own Chris Street will tell you that California, listen to this, New California in particular, will easily outstrip that once oil well drilling and oil production gets back into full speed. Listen to this. Peter McGarity opened Headliners Headlines, a barbershop at Odessa in 1998, and has ridden the boom bust cycle before. This time around, he decided to capitalize on it. In 2017, he spent $25,000 to retrofit a trailer into a custom mobile barber shop. That October, he drove it about an hour west to Pecos, Texas, and parked it in front of the town's only grocery store, hoping to catch oil field workers between shift. It was an instant success. Headlines. I love it. Listen, this guy, according to this article, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. This guy made $180,000. Now, I'm bringing you this article because this is exactly the kind of thing that will happen in New California. And we're ready for it. We will be ready for it in New California. Because we're going to drill, baby, drill. And we got the shale, and we're going to drill, baby, drill. California might not want to drill because they're so wrapped up in their altruistic environment. By the way, how is global warming working out for everybody these days? I don't know. That global warming thing is just not quite working out like they all thought, right? Listen, what they should have done was a little bit of a fact check on their Uranus business. The solar system, of course. You know, I've told you this instruction before. I mean, the solar system is out there. It's the temperatures. Well, it's all guided by the sun. But they'd have you believe it's all human beings and all the things that we do as humans. And of course, that none of that is true. The sun really dictates what the weather is going to be. Unless they're interfering, like through the geoengineering business, that's a whole different thing. But for the most part, generally as a rule of thumb, it's been this way for eons of time. The sun determines the temperature of the planet and all the planets of the solar system, including your Uranus. That's a planet, you know. So this is my point about New California, about this other stuff. Is that, we're going to take advantage of the environment. We're not going to rape and plunder. We're going to protect the environment. We're not going to pollute the environment. We're not going to do any of those things. But to say that we are not going to extract the minerals from New California, or that we're not going to farm the land, or we're going to have too many cow farts going on, or that we have to put in these methane scrubbers and all this other stuff, just isn't going to happen in New California. It is just not going to happen. You know, they're trying to put out right now, because of the fart business, they're trying to destroy in California the dairy industry. It's very obvious to any dairy farmer, they'll tell you that, because they've got this methane thing going on. Too many cow farts, and it contributes to global warming. Really? Well, this isn't something from a cow, but I say BS on that. We need to take advantage of where we live. And New California will do just that. All we need is some portable barbershops. Mobile, hostile, agile barbershops. That'll happen in New California. Because entrepreneurial business people will explode the economy of New California. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. We've used the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, so you thought I was kidding about this the cow fart business. Listen to this. And I set you up. I have to admit it. When I saw the article about the gas and the oil wells and everything, I said, this is a good one. But this is where it's come from. Get this article the other day. I hadn't put it out yet, but this shows you the craziness of what's going on the left. And, again, the whole notion of United Nations Agenda 21, the environmental issues being used as a weapon of mass destruction, literally. And this time it happens in the economy. California dairy farmers must buy multi-million-dollar cow manure digesters to comply with climate change law. Right. I'm serious. It's a heart attack. It says, in September 2016, California Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 40% below 1990 levels by 2030. Adam Ashton reports in the Sacramento Bee that methane, a greenhouse gas like carbon dioxide, builds up in dairy manure pits, where farmers store waste for months until they can spread it on the crops they grow to feed their cows. And since agriculture accounts for more than half of California's methane emissions, this makes it an obvious industry for the State Air Resources Board to regulate as it tries to meet the new law's goals. Now, State Resources Board, of course, California CARB, as it's called, completely corrupt and illegal, unconstitutional organization, steals everybody's money. Period. Endangers lives with its regulations that are unconstitutional, illegal, and not legal to enforce, with their exhaust stacks on trucks and buses that create fires on the trucks and buses and cost millions and millions and millions of dollars to the transportation industry every year in California. And it's all a scam. But, you know, easy for me to say, right? Methane digesters. You think I'm kidding? This is really nothing more than an attempt, if you think about it. It's not helping the environment. Their science is completely bogus to begin with. What it's doing is destroying the economy of California. It's destroying the industry. That's what they want to do. Because they hate free market capitalism. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to talk about the weather. Interesting. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.